Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
73179.
And that was 73179?
Uh-huh.
Okay, will you spell your first name?
K-E-L-L-Y.
Can you spell your last name?
R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Will you verify your shipping address for me?
I don't want the services, so that's why I'm calling. I didn't want it to go through. I think I clicked on the wrong thing. That's why I'm calling, so I just want to cancel it. So I was calling to get an email address, too. Excuse me. That's not an issue.
Okay, will you verify that shipping address for me?
Can you not pull it up with the name?
Well, we need for you to verify your shipping address for me.
8517 Southwest 45th Terrace. It's Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay, just one moment.
Okay.
Okay, is there any way you have a different address?
No, nope, that's it. It was a client.
You said it was 897?
8517. 8517.
You said that it shows that it was the client?
Yes.
What's that zip code again? Let me try it or something else.
I'm sorry?
What was your zip code again?
73179.
And the last name was Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, so basically you're saying the order never went through?
I don't think it went through because it's shown the card was declined. Because I get, like, a fraud alert on my cards. If it comes through as a fraud, then they call me. Make sure that it's not, because it comes through as a be aware kind of thing. So they contact me right away. So I'll just call and make sure it didn't go through, because it was kind of like false advertisement. So I was calling to get it canceled, make sure it don't come through again. I got it shut off. Now, the first time it declined, I don't know why, but I wanted to call and just make sure it don't go through ever and just cancel any services from here on out. That's why I wanted to get an email address from you.
Okay. Let's see.
What's your phone number? Can you give me an email address for the company? Hello?
Yeah, what's your phone number?
Can you give me an email address for the company, please?
Well, ma'am, we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. So I actually have an account, have to have an account pulled up first.
It's 405-510-2688.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, so will you verify that shipping address? I did pull up an account. Will you verify the address again for me?
8517 Southwest 45th Terrace, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73179.
Okay, so I do see here you have the meal plan.
What?
With us. I see here you tried to order this meal plan and it was declined. It didn't go through.
I didn't order a meal plan.
Well, you could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
No, I didn't even go into that one. Wasn't even a meal plan. That's why I want to cancel anything further from you guys.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, that charge was declined. It didn't go through.
Okay, online service. Now, is this the only way I can call you guys? I mean, is there a contact, like an email that I can contact the original company?
Okay, so just hold one moment.
There's got to be a way to contact somebody to get this, make sure it don't come back. Because my bank told me I can get that.
Okay, just hold one moment. I'll give you the email address. Okay, that would be CS.
CS?
Like C for Charlie, S for Sam.
Okay.
At grab.
Grab.
Bytes. Mm-hmm.
Grab, GRAB.
Correct. And then bytes.
BITES
hub.com.
ES what?
After the ES is HUB.
HUB.
.com.
Okay. ES hub.com. Okay. Okay, let me read back to you. CS at grabbyte.
Hub.com. Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Destiny. Now you're able to get that cancel off of there.
Okay, so well, it was declined. It never went through.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
No, yeah, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.